First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuban president acknowledges work performed to guarantee beginning of new school year.
U.S. socialist organization convey its solidarity to Cuba.
Hurricane Dorian causing catastrophic damage in the Bahamas.
Donald Trump plays a couple rounds of golf as Dorian nears U.S. coast.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has recognized through a message on Twitter the work of those who made it possible for the beginning of the new school year Monday. Quote, "Tomorrow begins a new school year, day of initiation and party. Another goal, congratulations to those who made it and will make it possible." Quote, he wrote on Twitter, "Almost 2 million students began the 2019-2020 school year in Cuba this September the 2nd, a figure slightly higher than the previous school year, this according to data provided by the Ministry of Education. More than 160,000 teachers will be in the classrooms for 95% coverage, and the rest will be completed with the use of alternatives such as hiring by the hour, teacher overload, or through other initiatives." Likewise, Miguel Díaz-Canel stressed the morale and dignity of Cuban health missions abroad, which cover 164 countries around the world, in the face of those who seek to sabotage and denigrate their commitment and efforts.
The Democratic Socialist Organization of America, DSA, expressed its solidarity with the people of Cuba and its categorical opposition to the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the island. The DSA, which identifies itself as the largest socialist organization in the United States, condemned that Washington's policies towards the Caribbean country have had a devastating effect on the Cuban people and have hindered the development of solidarity ties between the citizens of both countries. In a statement released over the weekend, the group said it opposes U.S. imperialism and economic sanctions or other actions that would undermine the self-determination of the Cuban people.
Hurricane Dorian, a massive Category 5 storm, is leaving, quote, catastrophic damage in its wake as it makes its way across the Bahamas. The monster storm made landfall on the eastern end of Grand Bahama Island Sunday night and will continue to pound the island for most of Monday as it creeps towards the southeastern U.S. coast. The storm has winds of up to 165 miles an hour, while it was 115 miles east of West Palm Beach early Monday. The massive storm will get dangerously close to Florida's east coast Monday night through Wednesday evening, the National Hurricane Center has said. But the state has already begun to feel Dorian's effects, according to meteorologists, and winds will continue to pick up throughout Monday and Tuesday as it inches closer. It will be a slow arrival as Dorian is trekking along at an average speed of 3 miles an hour, about walking pace, CNN meteorologist Brandon Miller has said. The Abaco Islands are a group of islands and barrier keys in the northern Bahamas, east of southern Florida. Dorian made landfall there as a Category 5 hurricane just after noon on Sunday. The northwestern Bahamas will be drenched in up to 24 inches of rain, with some areas expecting up to 30 inches of water, this according to the Hurricane Center.
U.S. President Donald Trump was playing golf over the weekend, just days before states on the southeast coast were said to be battered by Category 5 Hurricane Dorian, which the National Hurricane Center has called catastrophic. Official communications from the White House and statements from the president himself ahead of the weekend trip suggested that Trump was spending his time at Camp David in Maryland monitoring and preparing for the storm. According to press pool reports, however, Trump traveled to his Sterling, Virginia golf course Saturday morning by helicopter from Camp David. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham reportedly told reporters that someone from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, was briefing him on the hurricane every hour, even on the golf course.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Gerwan Jones.
Vice President of the Working Class of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, the PSUV, Francisco Torrealba, gave a closing speech over the weekend at the first international meeting of workers in solidarity with Venezuela and the Bolivarian Revolution, held in Caracas over the past week. Torrealba also called on those present to participate in the second meeting to be held next November in Havana. He invited those present at the event to participate in the Great International Anti-Imperialist March, also being held on Saturday in Caracas. Quote, "Our president, Nicolas Maduro, is making sure our voices are heard. President Maduro is very happy every time someone from another country visits us, because this allows them to form their own ideas about what is happening in our country," unquote, Torrealba told the delegates in attendance. The meeting was attended by more than 800 international and 64 national workers' representatives in support of the Venezuelan people and in rejection of the coercive measures that the United States has been carrying out against the South American nation. The final declaration of the meeting condemned the militarization of Latin America and Caribbean countries by NATO nations. The meeting led to a series of agreements that include holding an annual meeting of workers that will have its headquarters in Venezuela.
At least 8 million Venezuelans added their signatures to a document rejecting the U.S. blockade, which will be presented to the United Nations, according to official reports. Since August the 10th, parks and squares throughout Venezuela have seen makeshift stands, with thousands signing the petition condemning Washington's coercive measures. The signing of the document is, along with marches and protests, part of the global No More Trump campaign promoted by the Venezuelan government to denounce to the world the damages of the sanctions imposed by the Trump administration on Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro emphasized that this campaign demonstrates courage, the will to fight, desire, passion, and what Venezuelans feel towards Trump. He stressed that this amount of signature was achieved in record time and recalled how in 2015 they collected almost 10 million signatures against an executive order from the U.S. in which Venezuela was considered an unusual threat to its national security.
Dior has pulled posts promoting its Eau Sauvage men's perfume after a new ad for the fragrance triggered a viral response. The racist ad features a Native American dancing to Johnny Depp's guitar. A clip of the promotion called We Are the Land was posted on Dior's social media accounts over the weekend. The teaser shows Depp, clad in a poncho, strumming on an electric guitar as a Native American woman decked out in full ceremonial garb performs a tribal dance. In an apparent attempt to preempt internet outrage over cultural appropriation, Dior noted that the spot was filmed with the help of Native American consultants. In a caption to a now deleted Instagram post, the company wrote that the film was made in, quote, close collaboration with Americans for Indian Opportunity, the AIO, quote, in order to respect indigenous cultures, values, and heritage. Many took issue with the French name of the fragrance, Sauvage, which can be translated into English in several ways, including wild, unspoiled, unsociable, savage, and fierce. Johnny Depp has previously drawn criticism for his portrayal of Tonto, a Native American character, in Disney's 2013 remake of The Lone Ranger.
Around 200 yellow vest protesters have gathered in Paris for the 42nd week of the often violent anti-government movement. Protesters, who continue to demand higher purchasing power and fiscal justice from President Emmanuel Macron's government, held banners and chanted as they marched from the French capital's Place de Gambetta Square. The movement has been losing steam in recent months, as turnout remained well below earlier peaks seen in November and December 2018, when an estimated 300,000 took to the streets on Saturdays in protests that often resulted in widespread violence and vandalism in Paris. The Yellow Vests protest, named after the bright jackets French drivers have to keep in their cars and which have been worn by demonstrators, began in November after public anger against fuel tax rises. Those were subsequently scrapped, but the movement has since morphed into a broader anti-government protest.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban president acknowledges work performed to guarantee beginning of new school year.
U.S. socialist organization convey its solidarity to Cuba.
Hurricane Dorian causing catastrophic damage in the Bahamas.
Donald Trump plays a couple rounds of golf as Dorian nears U.S. coast.